Well, Margaret, old girl, this is what I call being out in the cold. Are we going in or aren't we?
Dennis, you know my feelings on the single European currency.
Indoors.
Please, Dennis, I'm soaking up the atmosphere.
Not to mention the sleet, the fog.
Oh, do stop being such a moaning mini, Dennis. You never complained when we used to visit Chequers.
That was when you were PM and we had a key.
Ah, yes, I knew it was around here somewhere.
You found the spare one?
In a manner of speaking, Dennis. It's called a house brick. Right, you sweep up this broken glass and I'll get the fire going again.
Promises, promises.
Year ending December the 28th, with Bill Wallace, David Tate, Sally Grace, and guests.
Are you sure this is wise, dear?
Of course, Dennis. Major never uses the place. Ah, memories.
Yes.
Can you remember where we were this time last year?
Right here, wasn't it?
Socialism was crumbling throughout Europe.
Yeah.
In Romania, Lithuania, Latvia.
Baltics.
I do know what I'm talking about, Dennis.
The beautiful independent Republic of Lithuania. Land of rivers, fields, rocks, soil, and houses. Only a stone's throw from the heart of metropolitan Estonia. Manufacturer of novelty car stickers.
My other car is a Lada also.
Here we see a woman enjoying our independent national dish, a potato. And children playing our independent traditional sport, potato.
One potato, one potato, one potato, one.
Why not bring your business to historic, independent Lithuania? And remember to fill up your petrol tank before you come. A few of those gas cylinders would be useful as well as any food you can spare.
Oh, no, the power's gone.
Anyone got a ruble for the meter?
And here at last is Lech Wałęsa, possibly the leader of Poland after the second round. What an achievement for this crusading electrician. Let's hear what he has to say.
People of Poland, I have just taken a look at your economy. Oh, dear, what a mess, eh? Oh, who did that? You've had a bunch of cowboys in, haven't you? I told you last year that that wall would have to come down, but even with it gone, we've got a job on. Oh, dear. I don't know you can get the materials, you see. We have to import them from Germany. Put the kettle on and I'll have a think. I think we're talking a couple of decades here.
Yes, those lefties were on the defensive all over Europe.
Everywhere except Britain, as I recall. And you know why they got so far ahead in the polls? That complete balls up the poll tax. Ow!
How many times do I have to tell you, Dennis? It's that complete balls up the community charge.
Yes, it's time to play Chris Patton's Poll Tax Bingo.
Overspent, it's the borough of Brent. Less to pay, Haringey. No money to school 'em, Hammersmith and Fulham.
Come on, Patton, I've got several Tory boroughs on my card.
Yes, Patton, what about councils like Kensington?
I have a very fair, rational criterion that excludes Kensington.
What's that?
I can't find anything that rhymes with it.
Boo!
It's time to save on Meals on Wheels in Avon. Home Helpers in Rotherham. This should clobber 'em.
Housey, housey.
No. Just one housey, Prime Minister. This is the poll tax bingo, after all.
Oh, shut up.
I say, Max, have you noticed the terrible draught in here?
Oh, for heaven's sake, put a sock in it. In the window.
No.
That's better. Remember what momentous event took place in February?
I went 3 under par at Birkdale.
No, Dennis. Nelson Mandela was released.
Like I said, I...
Just think. 27 years confined in prison, and suddenly he's free to go anywhere in the world.
Bar Cheltenham Conservative Club, eh?
Dennis, light that fire.
Well, yes, at last we can now bring you pictures live from South Africa of Nelson Mandela's release. And there you see the road that leads from the prison to the prison gates. It It's a straight road. A tarmac road. No cars visible as yet. A long road. Black, fittingly enough. With white dividing lines. We'll leave those pictures just for the moment, because here in the studio we have Paddy Ashdown. Mr. Ashdown, your thoughts?
I think it should be said at this juncture...
It should indeed. And now back live to the prison where I believe... Yes, there we are. Nothing's happening. What a momentous moment it will be when it does, Peter Snow.
Yes, well, Jonathan, if we compare the mandelometer...
And with a final shot of the road, we have to leave you on BBC One, but switch over now to BBC Two to see history in the making.
This is BBC Two. Due to today's historic happenings in South Africa, there are several changes in tonight's viewing. At 8 o'clock, we'll be showing Mandela's Road to Freedom, an in-depth analysis of the road. Followed at 9 by Mandela's Release, The Thatcher Influence. Then at 9:01, a late show special, Nelson Mandela, A Man and His Music. And now, live on BBC Two, here's BBC One.
And what a moment that was! How marvellous to see the first car come round the corner. Memorable pictures indeed for those of us who saw them. Unheralded scenes of embarrassment here in the studio, from where we must now say goodbye on Sunday, the 11th of February, 1990. Jonathan Dimbleby and the BBC turn a historic event into a hysterical one.
Really, though, Dennis, I do think the courts could have been more lenient with the Guinness Three.
I'll drink to that.
Honestly, Dennis, you'll drink to anything.
I'll drink to that.
Threatening a man like Jack Lyons, It's not right, is it?
Bloody criminal.
Fresh out this week, the latest tea leaf from Lyons. Why not help yourself to a packet? Then just wait to hear the whistle blow. Then stir? No need for that. It's the little palpitations lets the favor flood out. The Lyons tea leaf goes down a treat, or rather doesn't.
April. Now, do you remember April?
Yes, a blonde, wasn't she?
It seemed like every day there was another shower.
Climbing onto the prison roof. You don't need to remind that.
All right, Wilkins, what's the progress report on the siege of E Block?
Well, it's still up there, sir. The trick with the Trojan rat didn't work, sir. You know, the giant wooden rat, sir, with the offices
inside. Yes, I know what it is. Wilkins, it ain't working. We'll have to change our methods.
Sir?
The only way to get them down is to use psychological tactics.
Oh, you mean shoot them, sir?
I said psychological, not psychotic. Oh. We tried the water cannon and the Wagner. It's time for the Krypton factor.
I beg your pardon, sir?
It's all in here, Wilkins. The Sunday Times Tournament of the Mind.
Whoa.
Ink blots, colour tests, the lot. There you are. Go to it, son.
What is your favourite colour?
Heliotrope.
Not exactly leaping off in droves, are they, sir?
No. Give us that megaphone.
I have a drawing of a tree here. What does it remind you of?
This!
I think it reminds him of a roof tile bouncing off your head, sir.
I'll try a bit of word association.
Just say the first thing that comes into your head. Egg.
We're not coming down.
A penguin.
We're not coming down.
Balalaika.
We're not coming down.
No.
I recommend aromatherapy, myself.
I think I'm getting disillusioned with Freud, Wilkins.
Come off it, sir. They're on the verge.
Very well. Go and tell the Home Secretary that our subtle, non-violent psychological tactics have worked, Wilkins.
Very good, sir.
Then shoot him. With a very large gun.
Morning, gents. HM Customs. Just come to check over your latest consignment for Iraq.
Oh, of course, officer. We have nothing more than these 7,000 innocent 8-meter lengths of a steel piping.
And these would be...
Oil pipelines.
Oil pipeline, is it?
Very costly precision-forged oil pipelines, I should say.
Yes, well, we Iraqis like our oil to go in very costly precision-forged straight lines. We don't like a bent oil.
I see. Excuse me, sir, what is this, then, this sort of 20-meter...
Well, it looks a bit like a silencer.
Iraqi oil makes very loud noise when it's refining.
Boom, boom, boom. And this enormous trigger-like object would be...
That is hummus whisk.
For hummus.
Attached to a 15-foot-long pearl handle.
We go in for very decorative hummus whisks in Iraq.
Oh, yes, quality, of course, yes. And the large leather device, which appears as though it might fit into an enormous pair of trousers.
Ah, that is a posing pouch for our glorious, well-endowed leader, Saddam Hussein.
Fine. Well, that all seems to be in order, gentlemen. So, have you anything to declare?
Yes.
We don't like Salman Rushdie.
Very droll, very amusing.
A giant pipe, indeed.
Yes. It's funny how customs never found giant tobacco pouch and giant box of matches.
Speaking of which, Dennis, what happened to the fire?
Died away suddenly.
Just like support for the Labour Party. Do you know, at conference time, they even had their own 0898 number?
Vaguely.
I wonder what town that's the code for.
I could always check.
0898... let's see. At Ford, housewives at the sauna. No, Swedish sisters in suspenders. Boring. Oh, this is the one. Kneel on top.
Hello, you lovely cuddly voter. This is Neil with some hot tips just for you.
Hello. This is Mr. Purvey.
I've got a big standing in the pool at the moment.
Oh.
And I thought you'd like to know just what it is I can do for you. You don't want wet, dreamy ideas and slippery promises.
Oh, yes, please.
After years of Mrs. Thatcher putting her hand in the pocket of the working class, fiddling with the figures and giving her all for the rich, a swing my way will give you what you need. Oh,
so what are you wearing?
Why don't you take a good long look at my new, fresh, tight little policies. This is my interesting new position just for you. It's been hard, it's been dirty, but I think at the end of the day, we'll get it on together. And now, if you're ready for someone who's hot, wet, and willing, here's Roy with something really exciting. Yes, the hard facts of Labour policies guaranteed to turn on the voters.
As conference decided in its composite standing orders, our policies for strategic subsidies to homeless and socially disadvantaged people are willing...
Boring.
Well, I must say, Major's left the place go downhill since you left.
Yes, repainting Checkers grey wasn't such a good idea.
So very un-Christmassy. And just look at those terrible decorative figures.
Don't worry, Dennis. I'll soon have them seasonally adjusted.
Ah.
How about covering them with tinsel and drawing on a beard or two?
Whatever did happen to Terry Waite? And so it is today that I break my long silence and issue this forthright condemnation of my envoy's captors. We condemn strongly all wrong and believe firmly that good is right. I say to the gentlemen of Hezbollah, stop it. On behalf of all hostages, I say, let us snatch up the blazing sword of moderation, don the breastplate of quietude, and advance fearlessly to the table. For as Ezekiel holds, it is only by challenging the naughty that we lay hold of the nice. And finally, I firmly demand, if it's all right with his captors, that my envoy be released, and preferably sooner rather than later. And I do mean that. Amen. There we are. These paper chains, all right, Mags?
Splendid, Dennis. Very festive. But do be careful up that ladder.
All right. Now, what about the Christmas card?
Oh, just string them up. It's the only language they understand. Oh, Christmas. It's such a wonderful time, don't you think, Dennis?
I'll drink to that.
A time of coming together.
Joy and festivity. Looks like the Germans celebrated theirs early this year.
You know, I felt quite sorry for the East Germans. They and I had so much in common. We were hard-working.
Inflexible, no sense of humor.
Oh, they did have one joke.
Ah, one more than you, eh, dearest? Let us take a final glimpse of this last relic of the old order and savor one more taste of the East German humor which has struggled on for so many years under the chronic shortage of jokes and with only one sound effect.
You wanted to see me about a beetroot?
Nein.
But there aren't 9 beetroots in the whole country.
Ha, 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 ha. Russell of newspapers, Russell of newspapers.
Hey, have you seen this report in the Leipzig Informer?
But I am the Leipzig Informer.
Ha, 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 ha.
There's more falling. Hey, my dog's got no nose.
How does your doggy smell?
I have no idea. This choke arrived incomplete from the factory.
Ha, ha. Excuse me, is this the cue for the sketch?
Do you have a line?
Only the line I've been waiting in. Got that gag on the black market.
Here's one. How many? Yeah. Hey, what's up, shipping?
Greetings.
What are you doing to our lines?
Just collecting a few souvenirs of East German Schumer.
Stop it! Oh, dear, stop him, someone. He's pinching on my punctuation. How can I perform properly without full stops? Very soon, diabolical liberty.
Ye, my, load.
The schwimmer, get my voice.
Come back with that punchline.
Well, here we are, Lenny. Baghdad's most famous bazaar.
American, come in here. Good and talk about American fruits. Come on, come here. Dance to the Oompa Band and drink this Winnebar Bavarian beer. Slap on my tie and all. Come on, come
it's
on.
It's too late, Larry. Iraq has become another Munich.
You're coming in?
Yep.
Come on.
Kuwait, Dennis, was nothing short of unprovoked aggression.
You're so right, Margaret.
I mean, you just can't invade another man's property and expect to get away with it.
Quite. Speaking of which, old girl, hadn't we better leave here before someone catches us?
But what can the humble British Tommy at home do for the war effort? Well, you can turn to the person next to you and ask yourself, are they Saddam Hussein? To help you find out, we've compiled a do-it-yourself Saddam spotting checklist.
4 ways to tell if your neighbor is Saddam Hussein. Number 1, does he take an unnatural interest in your children? Number 2, has he recently sent you a postcard from Kuwait City? Number 3, has he tried to force you to stand in front of your local chemical weapons plant? Number 4, after closing time, does he bring 900,000 camouflage friends back home in a convoy of tanks, ships, and planes to watch some videos?
If you can say yes to more than one of these, then you may be living next door to Saddam Hussein. And as his neighbor, you may be in danger from chemical attack. Well, don't worry, because I'll show you how you can make your very own gas mask to the same high standards of protection as those supplied to our boys in the front line. Simply cut a pair of odor eaters into 7.5 small pieces and insert them into a pair of tights, clean or soiled, however you like them. Pop the tights over your head, so, camouflage by dabbing spots of glue and sprinkle on a handful of sand. So, if when referring to your neighbor, you find yourself saying, it's bloody Hitler all over again, look sharp.
Right. Okay.
Right, yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
gentlemen. Right. Now, has anyone noticed that Saddam is mad ass backwards?
No, Mr. President.
We'll make a note of that somewhere. Sure. Now, let me say this, too. There's no way we can invade Iraq without first consulting our allies. Allies like
Egypt, Mr. President.
Egypt, right.
Syria, Mr. President.
Syria, sure.
But don't forget Jordan, Mr. President.
Heck no, mustn't forget to tell Jordan. And who are those other guys?
Britain, Mr. President?
Britain, right, Britain. Yeah, we definitely can't invade Iraq without one more vital thing we're going to need.
Yeah, what is that, Mr. President?
The element of surprise, gentlemen.
You know, Dennis, war is such a complete waste of time.
Yes, I never rated him much as a novelist.
A wicked, senseless thing. In a way, we're all losers.
Well, that was certainly the case with you and Heseltine, wasn't it? Margaret, what are you up to?
Just trimming the tree, Dennis. There's far too much needless growth here.
Which is why you're reducing it to a pile of sawdust.
Exactly.
I say, old girl, I think I can hear something out there. Looks like the Daimler from number 10. It must be John, what's his face, and his wife.
No.
Come on, old thing, I think I'd better get you home. We're not supposed to be here.
No, Dennis, no.
That's it, go on, out of the back door.
No, I refuse to go through all that again.
Ah, 8:15. Off to work, then, dear. Here's your coat.
Thank you, Dennis.
And your scarf. Your gloves.
Thank you, Dennis.
Nothing wrong, is there, old girl?
No, Dennis.
It's just that some of the chaps down at the Noose and Gibbet were whittering on about some sort of ballad thingy. What's that all about, then?
No idea, Dennis.
Oh, well. Off you go, then. Oh, one other thing.
Yes, Dennis?
Who's the loaf of bread for?
No one, Dennis. Goodbye.
Bye.
Commons, Prime Minister?
No, Fairburn. The park. St. James's Park.
Yeah. Hello, dog. Anyone sitting here?
What? Oh, no.
Oh, it's been a bit for us monkeys. Here, drop a special brew.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. What are you doing then, eh? Time to kill?
You could say that.
Yeah, me too. Lost me job, I did. What about yourself then, eh?
Just 11 or so hours to go.
You what?
Before I can go home. You see, if I just come here every day until late at night, maybe Dennis will never need to know.
Now, come on, darling, don't cry. Come on, come on. Have another sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, that's more like it. It's not all bad, is it?
No.
At least that old cow Thatcher's gone, eh?
Oh.
One can strike her off one's Christmas card list.
Your Majesty?
Yes, Orwell.
The Prime Minister is here.
Oh, goody. That, whatchamacallit? Orwell, you look concerned.
I gather, Your Majesty, that he is determined to destroy the class system.
What?
Yes, Your Majesty. It's not right. I mean, what can we do?
I think, Orwell, you should leave this to your betters. Just help one on with one's Dr. Martin's.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Ah, watcher mate.
Your Majesty?
Call me Liz, my old cock sparrow. Fancy a cup of char?
Tea? Oh, yes, that would be very nice.
Orwell, a pot of char for two, please.
Yes, ma'am.
And fetch us a round of French fried potato butties, why don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and Orwell?
Yes, ma'am?
We're all equal here, ain't we?
If Your Majesty pleases. Yes, ma'am.
Now then. Yeah. What can one do for you, John?
Well, Your Majesty, I've come to kneel at your feet, kiss your hands, and swear undying allegiance to the crown.
Oh, cor blimey.
So here we are at last, Norma. Our first Christmas at Chequers. We can eat our chips in comfort.
Oh, look, John, the window's been smashed.
What?
You don't suppose there's been a break-in, do you? Perhaps we'd better call the police.
No, I think we'll be all right.
The 24-hour glaziers, then. We'll have to do something about that window.
Call in a glazier, Norma. Perish the thought. I used to be a builder, don't forget, and if I remember rightly, there should be a tub of putty in a pane of glass in the boot of the Daimler.
You know, John, sometimes I just don't understand you.
Clearly, John Major is many things to many people. So, for the definitive view of the private life behind a very public image, we've come here to number 10 in a rain-swept Downing Street to put the question to the man himself. John Major, what are you really like?
Who, me? I don't know, really. I don't know that much about me, but over the next few months, hopefully, I shall get to know me and...
Year-ending featured Bill Wallace, David Tate, Sally Grace, and guests. It was compiled by Simon Bullivant and written by Michael Dines, Barry Atkins, Peter Bainham, Colin Swash, Simon Bullivant, Julian Dutton, Richard Herring, Stuart Lee, Rob Millington, Andrew Glover, Mark Green, Richard Matthews, Ian Pattinson, Robert Linford, Alan Moss, and Peter Roach. The producer was Sarah Smith. John? John, what are you doing out there?
Oh, Norma, after I fixed the window, I noticed these frames could do with another coat of paint, too. Better fetch me my overalls, Norma. This looks like a job for the Prime Minister.